What kind of impact does freight pricing have on driver earnings? On this episode of Driven Too Far, we're talking about the difference between contract pricing and spot market pricing and how it affects your paycheck. Hello, I'm Andrew Winkler with Chief Carriers, and this is Driven Too Far, the truth about trucking, a podcast that helps over-the-road truck drivers balance career and family. On today's episode, we're diving into the complexities of freight pricing and how it impacts your earnings as a driver. The first touch point we're going to tackle is contract pricing versus spot market pricing, and what's the difference? So contract pricing is technically, it's a long-term agreement between the carrier and the shipper. Maybe the carrier salesman goes in and meets with the shipper, says, hey, we'd like to provide you with pricing on these particular traffic lanes. We will do these long-term or all year long. And we're going to keep that steady price for you. Here's the line haul price. Here's any accessorial charges that might make sense. If you're flatbed, maybe that's a tarp charge. If you're a reefer carrier, maybe that's an unloading or a lumper type charge. And then, of course, a fuel surcharge program on top of that. So that's the three components that typically goes into contract pricing. That's line haul, accessorials, and then the fuel surcharge program. Spot market pricing, on the other hand, is it changes day to day. So it's based on the supply and demand in a particular market area, how many trucks are available in that market for the day versus how many loads are available in that same market for the day. If there's a high amount of trucks available in a particular market and a low amount of loads available, then that pricing is probably going to be pretty cheap because all those trucks in that market are competing for a limited number of loads in the area. And on the flip side of that, if you get a market that has all kinds of loads available and not very many trucks available, then you're going to see an upswing in the price for that particular day or period of time, where the shipper is willing to pay more to get the freight moved because they've got to attract the trucks into their area. And to do that, they're going to have to offer higher pay to do so. You know, the last few years, we've certainly witnessed probably more of a push to the spot market side of things. When you think about what it was like when we came out of the pandemic, there was not enough trucks in the marketplace to move all the freight that needed to move across the country. One of the things that happened was we saw a lot of new entrants into the trucking industry. So it was very easy for a CDL driver to go out and buy a used truck and a used trailer, go get his own authority for, you know, a few thousand bucks, call it $5,000-$7,000, something like that, get set up as an independent contractor. And while the market was hot, meaning, hey, if there's not enough trucks already in the market to move all the freight that's available, you could almost name your price while, you know, after 2020 and that. So there was a lot of guys that kind of jumped into the market and did very, very well for a period of a couple years until there started to be a rebalancing. We got too many trucks into the market and all of a sudden the trucks and the amount of loads are equal. And then it starts to shift the other way where we've got too many trucks and not enough freight. And then all of a sudden the rates do a flip on you too. So all of a sudden the rates take a deep dive and go the wrong way. So how does all that affect you as your driver earnings and stuff? You know, the spot market's volatile. It, like I say, it can change day to day, literally in the same market. One day it's really hot. The next day, all of a sudden there's too many trucks and it pushes the prices back down. So you don't have a lot of control as a driver or an independent, maybe you're an owner operator or something like that, of what that individual market's going to do day to day. The beauty of that is when the market's hot, and if it stays hot, or maybe it's a peak season, maybe you haul produce or something like that, where certain times of the year, there's an abundance of freight for the reefer guys during produce season out on the West Coast. Also think about the fall. Usually when you start to think September, October, there's a big push for Christmas, right? So a lot of the distribution centers need to get all their products out into the warehouses because there's going to be a lot of consumer buying over the Christmas season, the shopping season. So there's usually a seasonality to that as well in the late fall where there's more freight available. The good thing about the contract rates, and that's typically us as carriers, that's what we want to chase, is because it produces a stable environment for us for the most part. So we want to partner with shippers that have freight. They're going to give us the same amount of freight all year long at those rates we agreed on. That's what we like. We don't necessarily like the peaks and valleys. We don't want to go compete every day and have to rebid those lanes or that freight every day to try to win it from the shipper. That's not a fun situation to be in for the carriers. We want to be able to have the same freight where we can predict that you need our trucks in these traffic lanes. If I can go in and I can bid a contract rate for a shipper from A to B, where that freight's going to be steady every day, all year long, we know how many trucks we need to put in that lane. What that does for my sales group then is I can send a sales team out to that B point where the truck ended up, and I can go find more contract freight that takes the truck from B and brings it back to A. And that's ultimately what we like. We like that nice, steady round trip for the truck where we can consistently keep that driver busy, that truck busy, earning revenue. And in turn, what that does for you as the driver is it produces a nice, steady, predictable paycheck. And that's really what we're chasing. I want to share a quick story with you of a company that's relatively young. They may be 7, 8 years old, something like that new now. But they tried, when they got into the market, they wanted to play a little bit more of that spot market because they wanted to take advantage of those higher rates where they could. So they developed some technology and things like that they were using internally within the company that would allow them to do that. And they didn't have as many solid core customers. They were out there playing the spot bids and they were grabbing the high paying freight where they could and sending their trucks to the high paying areas and things like that. And things went well for several years for them. They were able to grow rapidly. They were able to add trucks and trailers and drivers to their fleet. And, you know, they went from a relatively small carrier to several hundred trucks in just a couple years. The problem was when the market flipped on them, probably in about 2022, all of a sudden they were caught with no customers. So they didn't have a lot of that contract freight. They didn't have a lot of those contracts. They were stuck playing that spot market. And all of a sudden the spot market rates were much less than what the rest of us were hauling on contract rates. And if you can imagine what that does to them, it certainly turned things upside down for them and their drivers. And now they're trying to recover from all that. They're still surviving barely, but they've had to downsize their fleet. They've had to get rid of, I'm going to say about half the trucks and trailers that they had, because now they're trying to resize themselves to match the number of trucks they have with the actual contract customers they have. So they've had quite a change in the last couple of years and stuff, and they've been probably close a few times to going under, so to speak, but they've been able to keep their head just barely above water. And we certainly wish them success, but that's kind of the game they played. That was the risk they took. They wanted to play the higher risk freight out there and make it while they could. And it did come back to bite them. So they're really struggling right now. The second point I want to talk about today is just the what has the industry done over the last 12 months? So what has the profitability been like for carriers over the last month or 12 months, excuse me. But it's been rough. You know, as a whole, the industry's struggling a little bit. And you've probably heard that if you watch any of the headlines or listen to any of the Road Dog trucking shows and those types of things. The carriers that are winning or coming out ahead right now are definitely the ones that had the strongest contract rates out there. Good relationships with those customers, probably been hauling it for years and years. And that's the kind of steady, stable relationships we all want. We had a customer that saw when the market flipped in 22 and into 23, we had a contract customer that we've been hauling this specific lane for almost 7 years. Or a little over 7 years maybe for them. But they're the kind of customer that saw an opportunity to save some money on their transportation cost. So they decided to take the opportunity to go rebid the freight during a downturn. So what they're looking for is a price reduction in moving that same freight. And it was a struggle for us. We certainly participated in that, and we did reduce our rate just a little bit to try to retain the freight and retain the contract. It was good, steady freight, and our drivers liked it. It was a good length of haul. It was fairly easy freight, low claim potential, stuff like that. But at the end of the day, after three rounds of bidding with other carriers trying to snag that contract freight. We ended up losing it after 7 years. We decided we dropped our prices about as low as we could go. And beyond that, we just didn't feel like it was in our best interest to probably retain the customer or the lane if they wanted to move it for that. So what happened is another carrier got it. I think the interesting thing about that is the carrier that got it actually pays their drivers on percentage rather than a cent per mile. So even though that carrier won it at a much less rate, because they pay on percentage, that means their drivers are having to haul it at a lower rate too. So it didn't work in favor of the drivers. And at the end, it was just, they end up hauling this freight for a lot less than they probably should have because their carrier went in and bid it too cheap. And because they pay on a percentage basis, it was ultimately the driver that probably took it in the shorts over that deal. One of the reasons that most carriers prefer the long-term contract rates is because there's some predictability to it. There's some, it's stable. And one of the things you know in our industry that never changes is the costs, right? The cost of equipment, the cost of insurance, all those things continually go up year over year. And able to absorb those kind of increases in your costs, you need to make sure that you've got stable freight. And what happened to a lot of carriers is when the market flipped in 22 and went the opposite way, all of a sudden they're making less revenue because of the customers they have, but their prices are going up. So that's not a great, that's a horrible situation to be in if you're a carrier. It's gonna mean you're really gonna struggle. And ultimately what we saw during that time for those carriers that were playing a lot of spot market stuff, during that time was we saw a lot of reduction in staff. We saw a lot of failure starting to happen. If you've been following any of the headlines over the last 6 months, I think you've seen even brokerages starting to cut staff, reduce size. Some of the big ones have even closed their doors. But that's what's happened to them is they essentially got caught in the down cycle with the rate pressures and not making as much revenue while their costs were still rising on the other side. And they simply said, we can't do this. They had to finally close the doors or at least reduce staff to a size that made sense for them. So what is the right balance for most carriers? You know, we want a high percentage of contract freight. I'm going to say it's probably at least 75%, if not higher than that, contract freight. It's okay to play in that spot market a little bit, but you got to be careful that when and if it, and it will flip on you, that you don't get burned. So in our case, we're probably 80% contract, 20% on the spot market. And we'd probably actually prefer to be closer to 90% contract. The spot market does have a purpose out there. And that's when you work with brokers, if you think about the spot market, and that's really to reposition trucks. We like to keep our trucks in our constant lanes with those contract customers, but sometimes you get out of lane and sometimes you need a broker load to push that truck back into your consistent freight patterns where you want them to be. So that's really what we use the broker and the 3PLs for, is just to help us reposition trucks to get them back to our power lanes and where we have all our contract freight. And the one final touch point I want to make today is I want to talk a little bit about the difference in driver compensation. So there's a percentage-based compensation that's out there. And then, of course, there's the cents per mile. I think most company drivers are still paid on a cents per mile. Again, that's the steady, stable compensation for most drivers. But there's carriers out there that pay company drivers and specifically, you know, independent contractors, owner-operators, lease guys on a percentage basis. And while you like it when the market's hot because you're making some bank, you're doing pretty well, when it flips on you, all of a sudden you still got that same truck payment. You still got those insurance payments and maintenance costs going along with running your business. And all of a sudden your revenue's just falling apart on you. So, you know, it comes down to what's the better system. I think it's just whatever you think you can stomach. There's some people that like to gamble a little more. They feel like they can take a little more risk. Hopefully when they're making good money and the market's on an upswing, they're putting some of that away, right? Because there will be some rainy days ahead. And like we said, when the cycle turns on us. But for most drivers, I think they prefer more of a cents per mile. It's a steady paycheck you can count on. It's going to be there week after week, for your from your company, and that just seems to be the best way to do it so far. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Driven Too Far. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button so you never miss an episode.